88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
We are almost at Christmas, Kimberly.
I know. I'm getting so excited.
Yeah, it's been a great month with all these tips on how to build resilience in your anxious child during the holiday season.
Well, and I'm particularly excited because tomorrow my daughter comes home from university.
Awesome.
It is a wonderful day ahead.
Beautiful. Yes. Enjoy that.
And so this is tip three, practice coping strategies ahead of time. It's important for kids with anxiety to engage in daily practices of their coping skills. The more they use their strategies, not really rocket science, the better they'll be able to access them when they feel stressed and anxious. So through the holiday season, because it's a busier time, be sure to carve out opportunities for your child to practice their coping skills. The tricky part of anxiety is that it isn't a one-size-fits-all. Strategies that work for one child might not work for another. One that works today might not work tomorrow. So encourage your child to try some of the following strategies and to help them to continue to build a toolkit of choices that they can use when they need to soothe themselves.
Okay.
Number one, use a worry box to put away anxious thoughts that come up each night. Have your child decorate a small box, cut a little opening in the top, and then each night as they get ready for bed, they could draw or write down the worries that might still be swirling around in their head. Then they can do the activity of putting them in the box for safekeeping. And again, for those who want to share and involve your faith in this process, I often will encourage kids to imagine that once their worries make it all the way in their box, safekeeping, that they can actually place it in the hand of Jesus and that he will hold those worries for them so that they can go to sleep.
Very nice.
Number two, keep a journal to vent your anxious thoughts and to record positive alternative thoughts. This is more appropriate as kids get older, and then they can practice reframing their anxious thoughts into more positive or realistic thoughts. So for example, an anxious thought might be, I can't go to this party because I have no friends there and for sure nobody likes me. And instead it could become, okay, I can stay close to my brother until I feel comfortable enough to join the group. Hmm. So that's an example.
Okay.
Next one, use progressive muscle relaxation. This again, you can find lots of apps that will teach this to your children. Google it, and the choices are endless. Next, practicing deep breathing. The one I like to teach kids is to pretend to blow up a balloon. And so you breathe into the balloon for 4 seconds, you hold it for 4 seconds, and then you breathe out for 4 more seconds. Many of my clients will tell me that there's different kinds of music that they like to listen to that will soothe and calm their bodies. And any kind of fidget or stress, toys or balls can work, along with coloring, sketching, painting, and exercise. Again, help your child create a coping kit to go of some of these items so that when you head to the next event or party, if they need to slip away and take some time to recover from some of their feelings of being stressed, that they have a favorite soft stuffed animal, maybe a stress ball, some coloring sheets or a journal in their to-go kit.
Great information for kids, and I'm thinking even for adults sometimes too.
That's right. For us as adults, we can slip over into the bathroom, close the door, have some peace and quiet for a moment when
Indeed. We need
to do our own soothing.
You got her. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing these tips this month, Kimberly. While I have you here, we might as well talk a little bit about Eckert Center for those that don't know.
Yeah, so I just want to let people know that we do serve all family members, so children, teens, and adults. We provide counseling and assessment services. And starting in January, most people's benefit plans refresh. So it's a good time if you've been thinking about service for yourself or a family member to connect with us. And you can do that at eckertcenter.com and click the appointment button. And that will direct you to our online booking site. And a reminder that we do have a north and south location, and we provide services both in person and by video.
Awesome. And you give away a free consultation visit each week.
That's right. And so today I'm going to give it to caller number 3.
Caller 3, right now, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, thank you for that. We'll continue a chatting in the new year. I think next week you're going to be on your own here, which is awesome.
That's
too.
That's right. I will have my Christmas message. But
sounds
Merry
good.
Christmas, Mike, to you and your family. Enjoy that very special day.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Enjoy your daughter coming back, and all blessings to your staff there as well.
Thank you so much.